the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Well, hey, friends, welcome back to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. I hope you're having a great week and a great start to your day. We're so grateful to get to be part of these. If you ever find yourself needing a little bit more encouragement, or if there's a topic you're looking for, swing by the website weekdaypodcast.com. We've got hundreds and hundreds of episodes that hit on virtually any topic you're looking for. So be sure to search through the archives and check out past messages as well. We'd be honored to help you in any way we can. Today, I want you to think about the difference that daily decisions actually make in our lives. Oftentimes, we overestimate what we can do in one single day, and we underestimate what happens when you put multiple days together. Every day certainly is important, but there's something powerful about when we make consistent daily decisions over time. In Daniel chapter 2, Daniel is put in an awkward moment. The evil king Nebuchadnezzar has this crazy dream, and he puts Daniel on the spot and basically says, "I want you to interpret this dream or else everybody's going to die." Now, Daniel is in a tough spot. His back is against the wall, and yet Daniel knows that even though Nebuchadnezzar is the most powerful man on the earth, he's not the most powerful man in the world. That's God. And so it's interesting what Daniel 2, verse 17 says. It says, after the moment that the king told Daniel the dream and said, "I want you to interpret this for me," it says, Daniel went to his house and he informed his friends. In other words, Daniel had a close group of friends that he could bounce this off of. And then it goes on to say, so that they could request compassion from the God of heaven concerning this mystery. In other words, what begins to happen is what we see in chapter 1 is Daniel was devoted to God, and that devotion was played out by the daily decisions that he made. Every decision made his devotion even clearer. Here's three decisions that Daniel made over and over again. Number one is, I'm going to put God first. I'm going to put God first. And every single thing Daniel did, he said, God comes first. Not anybody else, not anything else. God first. Number two, I'm not going to do anything without permission. I'm not going to do anything without permission. In other words, he says to his friends, I can't do this thing unless God gives us permission. And then number three, his decision was, I'm going to do what God wants me to do regardless of what it costs me. Regardless of what it costs me. Even if the king does not like the response, I'm going to do whatever God tells me to do regardless of what it costs me. Can you imagine how different our lives would be if we realized the difference that our decisions make? Aspirations are amazing. Goals are unbelievable, but we are the decisions that we repeatedly make. And so I want to encourage you with what Daniel did. Put God first. Don't do anything until you've got God's permission, and follow through regardless of what it might cost you. And on the other side, I think you'll see, just like Daniel did, the favor of God on your life. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.